Welcome back here with the News at One. A former company director who flew €8.5 million worth of cocaine from France into Ireland 2 years ago has been jailed for 11 years. 56-year-old Tim Gilchrist from Mavis Bank, Newrath in County Waterford was arrested with 120 kilograms of the drug in his car after he landed a light aircraft at Abbey Shrewl Aerodrome in County Longford on the 4th of August 2022. Our crime correspondent Paul Reynolds is with us. Tell us about the background to this case, Paul.
Well, Gavin, Tim Gilchrist was a director of a number of meat companies all over the world, including in Uganda in Africa. He owns his own home and car, but is currently on disability. He lived and worked in road maintenance in Waterford and flew in aircraft for leisure. However, he was also an international drug trafficker for an Irish-based organised crime group. In the first 6 months of 2022, the 56-year-old flew six times in a Cessna light aircraft from France to Ireland. However, he flew out to France on the 3rd of August 2022 and flew back into Abbey Shrewl Aerodrome in County Longford at 25 past five the following day with €8.4 million worth of cocaine. He drove off with the drugs in an Alfa Romeo but had been under surveillance and was followed and stopped by officers from the Gard, the Drugs and Organised Crime Bureau near Lough Owel in Mullingar. Now, they searched the car. They found 120 kilos of cocaine in five black Holdall bags and a suitcase in the boot. Detective Sergeant Kieran Cummins said that Gilchrist told the Gard the two men had arrived at his home late one night, a month beforehand, and told him they knew he was interested in flying in planes, that he would be doing something for them. He claimed he told them he was going to the guards, but was told by them that if he didn't do it, he would have another problem and his daughter was threatened. He also said to the Gardaí that he, quote, had no choice and was told to buy a mobile phone to fly to Dieppe in France. However, the Gardaí checked out his story. It didn't stand up. Gilchrist had two phones, one of which he had bought just 2 months earlier and was used solely for drug trafficking purposes, specifically for this operation. He had sent and received messages from other gang members and people near the aerodrome in Abbey Shrewl shortly before the landing on the 4th of August. And one of those messages came from a man called Sean, warning him that as they were flying in, there were, quote, a lot of guys around. Be careful.
Tim Gilchrist was jailed for 11 years, Paul. What did the judge say?
Well, Mr. Justice Keenan Johnson, or Judge Keenan Johnson, said today that Tim Gilchrist willingly got involved in drug trafficking for financial gain, that he did it for the money, and the court is therefore obliged to impose a significant sentence. He said Gilchrist offered limited assistance to the Garda investigation. He was caught red-handed. He did not provide material assistance in relation to, quote, the masterminds behind the importation, but his omerta, his code of silence, is not surprising. The judge also said the court would not take duress into account. That story wasn't believed. It's clear that Gilchrist, he said, was aware of what he was doing and that he played more than a peripheral part. And he sentenced him to 11 and a half years in prison with the final 6 months suspended to allow for rehabilitation and reintegration into society.
The judge also had some strong comments about the absence of customs checks at these airfields, Paul.
Yeah, we heard in court that the flight took 3.5 hours from France to Longford, and that there were no customs officers or security checks at either the French airport in Dieppe or the Irish aerodrome in Abbey Shrewl. There were spot checks in general, but the usual procedure, we were told, was that flights are logged and pilots are required to, quote, declare their trips. Now, Defence Counsel Michael O'Higgins said it was, quote, a complete open corridor, which Judge Keenan Johnson described as extraordinary. He said today it would seem that there should be significant security upgrades at airfields around the country, with customs and 24-hour checks put in place. He said the absence leaves the country, quote, unacceptably exposed to importation of vast quantities of drugs. He said no town or village in Ireland has been spared from the devastating consequences of drugs, which he said destroys lives, drives addicts into criminality, places a burden on the health services, and damages families and society.
Paul, thank you. That's our crime correspondent, Paul Reynolds.